Hello. I thought I would record something as I'm still off work sick with labyrinthitis. I think that's how you say it. Basically, I constantly feel dizzy. It's an inner ear infection, so if I stand up, I feel like I'm about to fall over. I constantly feel dizzy, basically, and if I'm lying down, I feel like the world is spinning, which isn't very good because it just makes you feel sick. So I've been sick a few times, but I'm on medication and stuff that will stop it. But basically, I thought I would record something again. I recorded something a few days ago, basically saying that I was off sick, but at the time I thought it was to do with my teeth, the medication on my teeth, but for my teeth, but apparently it's not. Apparently it's something completely different. So anyway, I thought I would record some random thoughts, which is the idea was that I would just talk about what's been in my head recently. So it's going to be really boring. So I imagine this may take up to 20 minutes. So you can stop listening now, really. It's going to be really boring. It's just me talking about what's on my mind. Not that's not been on my mind for weeks, but basically just talking about how my mind works, really. So I thought to name it Random Thoughts, because I'll probably record these now and then. I recorded one years ago when I was doing the washing up, which was just me talking about stuff, random stuff while doing the washing up, which I think I called Boring Boo back in the day when this was called Audio Boo. But basically, it's just me talking to myself about the things that are on my mind normally at like 2 in the morning or something, like a few nights ago, a few weeks ago maybe. I was really I wouldn't say concerned, but it was about Nick Cave's hair. I noticed that after watching the Nick Cave film/documentary/day in the life film called 200,000 Days on Earth or 20,000 Days on Earth. I can't remember what it's called. But noticed that his hair is looking good. Not saying that he doesn't normally have good hair, but he's been going bald since about 2005, I think. So he must have had hair transplants or something. But it just seemed really odd that all of a sudden, and this was, you know, keeping me up at night. I suddenly wondered if that was the case, that he really had been going bald, because I don't know about you, but it probably is just me, that you kind of get used to how someone looks. And I still picture Nick Cave being I don't know what stage Nick Cave, but to me, Nick Cave, the sort of, I say, when he was with PJ Harvey, that period, so sort of, is it The Boatman Calls? I can never remember what album it is, but the one that has, well, you know what Nick Cave looks like, but anything, you know, I just imagine him with, you know, full black hair, and you know, that's how I always imagine him, sort of long, full black hair, and basically, That's how he is in this documentary. And then I suddenly remembered, hang on a minute, I'm sure I saw him live a few years ago. And I thought, oh, he's going bald. But he doesn't seem to be going bald anymore. So that was the thing that, you know, I had to then double check. I had to look for on Facebook and not on Facebook. I had to look Google, you know, pictures of Nick Cave over the last few years just to make sure that I wasn't going mad. But anyway, that was the Nick Cave part. So that was in my head for a while. So that was one random thought. But I was thinking about... this is where it kind of, I wouldn't say it gets deep. How long have we been going now? Okay, for about... can't be 7 minutes. Anyway... Oh no, this is awful. You don't have to. This is another time where you can stop listening. Because it is just me randomly talking rubbish. Probably for the whole 20 minutes. But so that was the Nick Cave section gone. This was the social media. This is now the social media, Twitter part. Which is. I've noticed that a few people, it's not just me basically, a few people have noticed how Twitter seems to be, there's lots of sort of, I wouldn't say unpleasant people, but misunderstandings and bitchiness. That's not new on Twitter, but it just seems to be, there seems to be more of it. And I sort of left that because I felt sort of persecuted in a way. Because I fell out with someone on Twitter, which is sad. Because it was just a misunderstanding. And I wrote a blog about how people, you know, you have misunderstandings with people, and then that seems to be it. That's your friendship gone, which I don't understand really. Because I've never really had a problem with anyone. I've never had enemies, as far as I'm aware. I know that, you know, not everyone gets on with everyone. But I guess this section of me being talking about randomness, about social media and Twitter and stuff, is just my outlook in general, that I don't really dislike anyone at all. I can't think of anyone I don't actually dislike. There are people that I'm not, you know, bothered about talking to, but no one that I want to say, no, dislike, you know, there probably are people I dislike, but, none that spring to mind, but I don't have any ill feelings towards anyone, I guess, is what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to upset someone or to cause someone hurt or pain. I don't think I've ever done that. I think also, you know, that's part of me is, that's not saying, oh, look at me, I'm morally high on the high ground or anything. But it's more me saying that I don't really like confrontation. So normally, if I disagree with someone, I'll just go, oh, okay. Because I don't want to have an argument with someone. So I tend to not really have arguments. I tend to just sort of, I think the mistake I always make is not letting things go. So if I have, but to me it's because that person hasn't understood my point of view. It's like, to me, how to stop an argument with me anyway, whether it's online or in person, is to say, okay, so you're saying this, and, you know, so basically I tend to repeat myself. I tend to say, no, this is, you're wrong because of this, blah, blah, blah. And if the other person says, oh, okay, I agree with your, what you're saying, I understand what you're saying, this, this, and this, and this, but, you know, I disagree. And I think, oh, okay, I'm not really making sense. I guess my point being that I don't really tend to have arguments with people, or they don't, well, they haven't brought it up with me anyway, but I tend to just dig myself into a hole where, you know, it gets like, you know, like everyone probably, they replay in their head what they should have said or what could have been said that would have put their point across. I think my point is, well, as you could probably guess, that I'm useless at putting points across. I tend to go off on I waffle a bit and go off on a tangent, and something gets lost upon the way. And that seems to be, you know, a major problem I have, even with work and with friends, is that, you know, I'm a bit boring, really, I think, when it comes to conversation. Again, I've gone off on a tangent. This is, again, I'm talking to myself, which is something I don't normally do. That's why I thought I'd call it random thoughts, because it's just randomness in my head. But I guess my point being is that I'm not very good at communication. So when it comes to being on, you know, online, where you can't vocalize with that person, you only have the text in front of you, that it's, you know, it's really, it can be difficult sometimes to understand what the person is saying to you if they're angry, because you can read so much into things. And I have Asperger's as well, Asperger's syndromes, which is, you know, just I have difficulty understanding others. So it's doubly hard when it's online, because I tend to think that everyone's being genuine. So, you know, no one's being sarcastic, no one's, you know, I have a real hard time when it comes to banter, you know, especially when people are throwing insults at people on Twitter. You know, not just banter at me, but I think, oh, they can't be friends because they're calling each other swear word. You know, they're swearing at each other, but they are, you know, they mean it in jest. But when, at what point do you get to that point? I don't know. It's like, I don't get that. I don't get people who call each other names when they're friends. Yeah, I don't get it. Anyway, but yeah, when it comes to it, I think the reason I'm talking about this is because Petite Pants, I think that's her Twitter name, has said about how it happens so many times with people getting confused. And I think also as well, I was thinking of Whisks. I was thinking of Richard the other day, and about how I haven't seen him for ages, since moving away from Chichester. Because, well, when I say moved away from Chichester, we're only down the road, we're only in Pagham. And how, you know, I kind of miss talking to him as a, you know, as in face to face. And I kind of miss that with a lot of people. I feel like I haven't seen Twitter faces for a while. Or just, you know, like tweet ups and stuff. I kind of have a slight fear now of meeting up with people from Twitter and stuff, because I feel like there's so many, because Twitter is constantly changing and growing, and friends are being made, and people get on, people fall out, that I feel like before going to a tweet up or an event or meeting anyone off Twitter, it's like you almost need to have like a notebook with you to say, oh, they've fallen out, they're not friends anymore, they've had an affair or whatever. I can't, you know, there's so much that goes on that, you know, I have no idea who likes each other, who dislikes each other, and whether that's just online. I can't, It's difficult because I want to give you examples, but then I don't want to mention names because you just can't really, because I know from past tweet ups that people who I thought didn't get on got on great. They were, you know, they were happily chatting away, and but I know that when I've been alone with both of these people, they've both said, oh, you know, I don't really like that person. And I think, well, then why do you talk to them if you don't really like them? You know, to me, that's a bit odd. It's like when it comes to followers and following people on Twitter, I tend to just, when it comes to following someone, I normally, like probably most people now, follow someone on the recommendation of someone else I follow. I don't really follow randoms. And I don't really follow people back unless, you know, they actually start a conversation with me and say, oh, I met you through, you know, I followed you because of this person, you know, that said that you were interesting, or, you know, there's, I don't know if that makes me part of a cliquey thing. But I think it's because I feel like I follow too many people on Twitter, and I don't like to unfollow anyone because, you know, there's, you know, people drop in and out of Twitter. So I tend to kind of, and I don't really read all of it. I just tend to skip through stuff, and then I'll suddenly see a tweet. You know, it's almost like probably like most people, I'll just read what's currently on my page and not really catch up on what's happened throughout the day, because I really don't have the time. But so I don't understand all these people that can, you know, can keep track on of, you know, 500 or so people they follow, and I sort of admire those that can keep it down to sort of 100 or so people. But I wouldn't want to follow less than, you know, I follow about 500 people, I think. And that's just because, you know, I like variety, and some people I know in real life, some people I don't. I don't know, I don't know where I've gone with this. I think it's just that I miss Twitter in a way. I miss the old Twitter, where everyone seemed to get on, and I don't know, I just miss people. I miss the old days, I guess. And that's the problem with when you sort of leave, because I left Twitter because it just became, you know, it made me upset because there were so many people that had so many different opinions, and especially with the whole, I think the survey, or Five Survey, as Plastic Guna called it, the survey account, the whole fallout from that was difficult. I still post surveys on there, but I don't post the results anymore because it just, you know, I don't want people taking part of it just to see what other people have said. And what I've been doing is that if people really want to see the results on one of the surveys, then they you know, send me a DM and I'll send them a link to the results. But most of the surveys I put on there are just questions I've got in my head that I, you know, I'm curious about. So, you know, so I still do that. But most of the time, I don't know, Twitter's a bit of a mess for me, really. I can't believe that I've got less than a minute left. I've been talking for 20 minutes. See, this is more like therapy for me. So I'm going to sort of call it a quit soon because I've only got 30 seconds left. But yeah, that's one of my, this is my random thoughts. I hope you enjoyed listening. So it was only two real subjects that were really on there, which was Nick Cave's hairline and social media and Twitter and how complicated it is understanding people. And that's it. So I'm going to wait till it counts down for 3, 2, 1. Bye.